For those who follow the lives of the saint of today, the principal saint of today's Mass, is not a total stranger, but for most people, he is. And it's a shame because he is a great saint. Saint Alexander of Alexandria. Very easy to remember. Saint Alexander, who was born towards the middle of the 3rd century, was the disciple of Saint Peter of Alexandria, also patriarch and bishop of Alexandria. And when he died, he succeeded him. He had already been trained into that. In the meantime, at that time, there was a priest there who perhaps was hoping to be made the patriarch of Alexandria, but was overlooked. And so jealousy is a very serious and evil vice, a sin, an emotion that leads many people to do many, many evil things. So the person I'm talking, of course, about is Arius, the great heretic. In the meantime, St. Alexander had his eyes on someone else whom he made his secretary and his assistant, St. Athanasius. And that's why you should have heard about St. Alexander, because he was the secretary and eventually the successor of St. Alexander. In the meantime, Arius, in his jealous rage and so forth, he began to teach what is known today as Arianism. He denied the divinity of Christ. Of course, by doing that, he denied the Holy Spirit, and of course, he denied the wonderful birth of our Lord from the Most Holy and Immaculate Virgin Mary. So he went about promoting his heresy, and as all evil things, it spread like wildfire. The whole Catholic world, even priests and bishops, became heretics. We'll see tomorrow in the saint whose feast we celebrate tomorrow that the same thing happened also in Portugal and Spain, especially Spain. It was all one country at that time. So Saint Athanasius and Saint Alexander supported the Pope, and they prevailed upon him and also upon the emperor, Saint Constantine, to call a council, an ecumenical council, the first ecumenical council of the Church. I think now we have 21, but that was the very first, a most important and serious council, which of course condemned the heresy, and as such condemned the heresiarch Arius. And so, in the meantime, Arius died a horrible death. He was going to sign the document saying that he agreed to the Catholic faith. So many people do that, even today. How many times have I not seen it? And he was really planning to betray the Catholic faith. As he was on his way to the council, all of a sudden, his stomach exploded and all his intestines and his stomach came out, and all the blood came out, and he died a most miserable death, beginning his most miserable eternity as he roasts in eternal fires of hell. In the meantime, they returned to Alexandria, and they began to spread, again, the Orthodox Catholic faith, the right teaching of the Church, and then St. Alexander died a few years later, and he was succeeded by the great St. Athanasius. And of course, St. Alexander is also a great pontiff and doctor of the faith. And he fought for the holy Catholic faith and died probably sooner than he should have for the holy Catholic faith. So we pray to him today, especially in these very difficult times in which we live, to grant us that the successor of the present Pope, who is dying, and there's no way about it unless there's a miracle from somewhere. When he dies, that the cardinals elect somebody who is both traditional and strong and will clean up the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.